All right, we're at 7:30 right now. We got a lot of show. I'm about to give you something juicy to chew on.
All righty then.
When it comes to the schedule release, yes. Wednesday night, tomorrow night.
Oh.
Al, it is the biggest event of the week, even though there are actual sports events going on.
Yes.
Because it's the NFL, and they know how to space it out,
yep.
So they milk every drop. But, Josie, before I go to Dr. Fish, I want to talk to you for a second. Because something happened on this show.
Right.
To make me feel bad about myself. And I want to know if you had the same reaction.
Okay.
So Joe DeCam was on, and I was asking him if people had the same sense of excitement for sports that they did before the pandemic. And he gave a very common answer. He said, no, I think having gone through this, people now know what's most important. As he was saying it, you know what I was thinking?
What?
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
A
good meal?
Do you know what he was referring to? I purposely did not ask him.
I think he meant family and being around those.
I was around family prior to the pandemic. Yeah. I was well familiar with their role in my life.
They were happy you were going to work.
All right, shut up, Rhea. Do you see here I'm struggling with my own emotions?
Really?
Do you understand that? Josie, when he said that, did you also say to yourself, I wonder what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You were wondering.
I was
that.
Thinking to myself, I can't wait till everything's back to normal and we can do even more stuff.
The pandemic,
yeah.
As has been going on, did it make you realize what's more important?
No, how did
me
it
either.
Any,
not at all. Rhea, anything from you?
Made me realize I'm running out of stuff to do at my house.
So all she's got is the snarky comment every day. All right, that's so.
That's right.
As we sit here about to bring on a top sports psychologist,
yeah.
We can all pretty much say we did not learn anything about what's more important.
I learned that I care more about a restaurant opening than sports.
What?
Really?
I care more that I could. If you told me the fact that I can't go out, I think you learned how much you missed doing things with people, but not necessarily sports. Just like
stopping in a place and grabbing a bite to eat and sitting down.
Did you notice that you missed being around people?
No.
Me either.
And Al hates people. I have no idea what he's talking
about. I understand what he's talking about there either. Yeah, I think he just made up a lot because he doesn't even like people.
He just doesn't like to cook at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Centers of Sports Psychology in this city is the great Dr. Joe Fish. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everybody.
Doc, I'm wrestling with this thing that just came up. Joe DeCamera said this pandemic gave us all a chance to really find out what was important in life. None of us found anything more important. Does that make us vacuous, superficial losers?
Well, I think the jury's not out yet on all this, Angelo. I think that for many of us, we did find some more perspective, and it gave us a chance to figure out, like, what's really top priorities in life. And for other people, we realize, you know what, we're still searching for some things to kind of add to our life. So, you know, I wouldn't be too hard on yourself on that. Yeah, maybe the jury's not over in terms of what the takeaways are going to be.
No,
for
I'm
for
positive. No, Doc, you know me pretty well. No, I'm never – all I got out of this was it was a pain in the ass. Okay, Al's right. I like to go out to eat. I finally went out to a sports bar. I announced at the beginning of the show, Doc, that the pandemic is now over,
yeah.
In case you were wondering about that. But I didn't pick much up about it. Here's what I did know. I got a little more emotional than I was before about stuff, all right? For example, when Ben Simmons is on the court, when he has not load-managed himself out of the lineup, I don't like him. And he actually takes away from my enjoyment of a Sixers game. How do I deal with somebody I regard as a major disappointment?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with expectations,
yep.
Angelo. And I've heard you talk about Girardi, too. Like, it feels as I listen to you that when Girardi came in, you expected him to be able to pull all the right moves. He'd been the manager for Jeter. He'd been the manager for Rivera. I mean, these were superstar teams. And then what we're learning is that, you know, he doesn't have a magic wand.
Right.
The same thing with Simmons. I think that he was a first-round pick. He was number one overall. We see what he can do. And 4 years later, sort of what you see is what you get. And I think when there's a gap between expectations and what we actually see, we get disappointment. We get disappointed, and that's what I hear happening with you with Simmons, and that's what I hear happening with you with Girardi.
All right, let me make it even clearer. So when Simmons first came here, first pick in the draft, and they said he had all these great skills, I was so excited. Then they said he's going to be a big guy who's also a point guard, even more excited. And then he stopped shooting, and it started to make me enjoy the games less. And now I can't stand him. How am I supposed to enjoy my team when there's someone on it I don't like?
Well, I think, you know, there's an expression, it is what it is.
And no, so, and don't right you, now, you're upset.
No.
Don't you.
I'll tell you why, because it's like in a relationship, Angelo, you can hope somebody's going to change, you can want them to change, but if you expect them to change, that's where trouble can come in. Right now, and I'm not making excuses for Ben Simmons or anybody else, what you see, I think, is what you get until proven otherwise, and I think we have to modify our expectations in order to be able to accept him for who he is, and I'm not saying we can't hope, but right now to expect it, it's just like having Girardi expecting him to have a magic wand is going to lead us to feeling disappointment, frustrated, and angry.
All right, Joe, you know how much I love you. If I went for session to you and you said to me, it is what it is, I would not pay you. I would not pay the bill. Because here's the thing, Doc, with Girardi, right? The minute he puts Neris in, I freak out that I know more than the manager does that he's got Neris in a game and I know it's not the right role. When I know more than somebody making the decisions, it frustrates me when I'm right and they're wrong. How do I handle that?
Well, I think there's three parts to that. First of all, again, I'll stick with what I said. We have to modify our expectations. Girardi, we're learning, doesn't have a magic wand. And I'm not making excuses for any of that. Let's see what happens in the next 30 days or so to see if he has the next trait of what a manager needs in these moments, which is being able to adapt and adjust. There's a difference managing a Yankees superstar team and a 500 team. With Ben Simmons, let's see what happens when the playoffs arrive. He has a chance to rewrite the narrative. And I'm really interested in Simmons and Embiid and this team. How do they respond being the favorites in a situation? It's the first time they're going to go into a playoff situation where they're the favorites. Are they going to rise to the occasion? Is Simmons going to make other people better or not? So that's what I think. We have to modify our expectations. I think we have to have a balanced response when they come in. When you see Neris come in, Angelo, like if a 10 is throwing a shoe at the TV and a 1 is whatever, oh, I don't care, like what would a balanced response look like in terms of I'm hoping for the best, okay? I may expect the worst. I'm hoping for the best. And then step 3 is we got to learn how to move on because he's going to disappoint you again. And so how do we spend 30 minutes after the game if it has a good outcome? Yay, stop, move on. If it has a bad outcome, darn, stop, move on. That's, I think, what the next phase is for us in dealing with Girardi, Simmons, and Neris.
You've known me a long time, right, Doc?
Yes.
Do you know me as a master of the balanced response? Is that something I've really been good at?
Well, we still have work to do in that area, Angelo.
Damn right you do. All right, there's one more on expectations I want to run by you. Because I see the Eagles trying to manage our expectations. They want us to think that they're calling it a retooling. They're calling it a transition season. They don't want the pressure of having to win in the season coming up. And I want them to have the pressure. Am I sending myself in a bad direction, Doc, when I'm expecting a playoff team and the organization itself doesn't?
I think it's always important to set our goals high. I really do. But I do know as a fan, when a team exceeds expectations, that's when people feel the best. When you exceed expectations, that's when you can have feelings like we had with the Super Bowl, what we had with the 2008 Phillies, we had with the 83 76ers, we had 74, 75. You look at all those seasons, the expectations were to be good but not great. And I think what the Eagles are trying to do is just sort of manage people's expectations to give them a better chance that the team can exceed expectations, and then everybody's going to see it as a good season.
Excellent insights, Doc. Have you found that Joe DiCaprio said we learned what was important during the pandemic? Did you? Do you know what's important?
Really
could you tell us what's important? Because we don't know. None of us could figure it out at all. We only have 14 months.
Well, you know what? I'm still trying to figure it out, too.
There it is.
Without sounding corny, I think one of the takeaways is to look around 2-3 times every day, just stop and say, look, man, wow, what am I doing? This is pretty neat. This is pretty cool. I'm with people that I like. I'm doing something that I enjoy. I'm alive. I think it's the ability to really appreciate the moment, just stop, have that kind of perspective and say, wow, if we can achieve that a little bit more, me and you and everybody, I just think we're going to have some important takeaways from everything that we've gone through.
Dr. Fish, all you do is dispense fine advice. Centers for Sports Psychology throughout the area. Doc, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm going to try that right now. Look around. Is Rhea?
Yes.
Kind of nice. Yeah, I like Rhea.
Oh, thank you.
Al?
Yo.
You're getting weirder. You get older.
I don't get weird. Stay the same. I don't drink wine. Don't drink wine.
Vineyards has never pancakes without maple syrup.
I never
syrup.
Had that. But I never
Joe
had
Joe Wechter.
Well.
He just gave me the finger. Can't go
oh,
there
Oh, he's
anymore.
Normal.
I'm looking around, Jones here. Try to drink in my atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's not working.
No.
No.
Right? Well.
Are you looking around now? Are you seeing anything here that might impress you?
It's a very strange looking head. And it's yours.